I'm part of the group planning for the Walk for Life coming up next month, and one of the other members of the planning team sent an email the other day with a draft of a poster. She was asking for everyone to give their feedback about the poster. So I looked at it, and I wrote back and I said that I really liked the layout of it, I liked the different design elements, but that I really didn't care for the colors very much. And I said that I would think that brighter colors on a poster would more likely catch people's eye. And I was going to say, well, you should put the bottom part in green and the upper part in blue and do this over here. And I was going to give a lot more feedback, but I second-guessed myself and I said, you know, I'm not a graphic designer. I'm not a psychologist to know how different colors, you know, strike chords with people or whatever. And it's really not my expertise. So I didn't offer any of that. But I just said, I don't really like the colors. I think they should be brighter. So the next day, she sends a revised version of the flyer. And it's green on the bottom and blue on the top, and it has this over here. So I thought, maybe I shouldn't second guess myself. Maybe I did actually have something to offer there. And as I reflected on that, I realized that's sometimes how I approach my life of faith in evangelizing, going out and talking to people, even in my own family, but among friends and you know, with neighbors. Sometimes I think to myself, well, it's not really my place to say something to this person. They have their own life of faith. I should just let them be. Let them believe in the Lord the way that they want to believe. And of course, we always honor everyone's right to believe as they believe. But sometimes we forget that as Catholics, we actually have something beautiful to offer to other people. We can invite them to consider experiencing the things that we experience too. I mean, as Catholics, we do have a lot of things that are uniquely Catholic. We have the real presence of Jesus Christ, his body and blood, soul and divinity, here in the tabernacle and on the altar at every Mass. We have the great gift of the rest of the sacraments as well, living a sacramental life. Today we have the great privilege and joy of celebrating baptism and confirmation and First Eucharist. You know, these are means that are offered to us by Jesus through the Church to help us on our spiritual journey. The Church doesn't say, oh yeah, you have to do all of these things if you have any chance of being saved. No, that's not what the Church teaches. But the Church offers all of these things, Jesus offers these things through the Church to help people on the way to salvation. We also have the very special presence of Mary, our mother, in our life. That makes Catholics somewhat unique among Christians. She's this great advocate for us. She pleads for us in heaven. We don't worship her. She's not God. But we know that she's a great advocate for us. We also have, you know, an unbroken succession of popes and bishops in the Church, guaranteeing the authenticity of Christian teaching. The Church has wonderful teachings about marriage and life. So we have a lot as Catholics that we bring to the table. We have a lot to offer. So we shouldn't always hold back and say, well, it's not my place to say anything. But probably, I mean, I don't think I'm terribly naive. I may be naive, but I don't think I'm 100% naive in saying that most of us are not just going to go out and strike up a conversation about Mary or about the Eucharist or about the papacy. Sometimes in our conversations, maybe that will come up. But I think that there has to be that opening of a door, some kind of avenue for us to be able to share about our faith and these wonderful gifts that God has given to help people to grow in faith in their journey through this life. But I don't know that that door will open or that avenue will become available if people don't perceive a life of Catholic faith as attractive. More than going out and arguing every point in the catechism, what's going to be more effective in our bringing people to Christ is the way we make our faith attractive. I mean, the way that we live. When people see us and say, wow, that person seems to really be in some kind of dynamic experience of God's love and mercy. Or that person is so joyful, even though I know there's a ton of junk going on in their life. They start to put things together and say, there must be something there that enables them to live in such a way. And that's where that door begins to open. And we can start to share. If someone asked me that, I would say, I love receiving Jesus and Holy Communion. You know, I love going to confession and being forgiven of my sins. I love knowing that I have Mary, my mother in heaven, who pleads on my behalf before God. I have this opportunity to share about these elements of our faith that can help us. And it's not to say that someone's going to say, all right, I'm leaving my religion behind and I'm going to jump right into the church. They can convert if they like, but that's not our goal. That's not our ultimate goal, to make the whole world, you know, convert to Catholicism. That isn't what the church teaches. But we do seek to build communion with one another. Currently, not all the Christian churches are in communion with one another. It's a sad division among the body of Christ. But we seek to be united in the faith that we profess. And when we can go out and share about our faith and bear witness to how God has changed our life, then that process starts to happen more and more. We're more and more nearing a place of being in communion with one another. But see, you realize then that the first thing that has to happen is we have to live a life that truly is transformed by the faith that we live. If we're living a life that isn't any different because we believe, then who's going to be attracted to that? Who's going to be attracted to a faith that doesn't do anything for us? I wouldn't be. But I know that faith does change lives. And I know that it changes your life. I know that your life is different because you believe. But we have to go deeper and deeper and deeper in that. That's the dynamism. That's the dynamic of the life of faith. That there isn't a point of satisfaction where we just say, okay, I've grown enough in my faith. No. It's like saying, okay, I have enough joy. I don't want any more. I have enough peace in my life. Please, I don't think I could take any more peace. No. God is so good. And he doesn't just leave us at some plateau. And when people see that we are growing and that our life is full of joy because of our faith, that's when they are going to be attracted to what it is that we have. St. Paul writes to the Philippians, and I urge you to read that passage again. Rejoice in the Lord always, always, not just when things are going well. And he says it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. Do we live a life of kindness? Kindness attracts. Have no anxiety at all. Wow. If I met someone who had absolutely no anxiety, I'd want to know what they had, because I want that. In everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Living a life of prayer, knowing we can ask God and God provides. Living a life where we're our hearts are full of thanksgiving. This is all attractive. It's a beautiful thing. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. As we are on this Advent journey, what better way to prepare our hearts for the coming of the Lord than to delve more deeply, dive more deeply into our relationship with his goodness, his mercy, and really have a more profound appropriation and appreciation of what exactly God does for us. As we enter into our celebration of the sacraments, we all keep in mind then that we have shared in these sacraments as well, most here have anyway, and ask the Lord then to renew that grace and to strengthen us in joy and peace, that we might really make our faith attractive so that those who don't know the Lord can come to know the Lord through us.